Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday, January 1st edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin. I just wanted to say Happy New Year to everyone. We made it to 2020 somehow. So the year's over, 2019's done, 2020 begins today. Crazy, crazy stuff. I want to do a PFL championship recap today. Not a long show today. It's a holiday, so got some stuff to do. I'm sure you guys do as well. So let's get right into it. It took place last night in New York City. And personally, I like the fact that PFL has this event on New Year's. It gives you something to watch. Not everyone's out there partying. Not, especially a lot of MMA fans are at home watching the fights. They want to watch something, and PFL gives you that option. So I think it's actually a good thing that they do it. I know some people say that they should do it another day. I personally like it on New Year's Eve. I ended up watching the card. I taped it and then was watching it throughout because I was kind of like hanging out with my family. But overall, I mean, it was an okay card. Like, really no big upsets, like maybe one upset, if you want to call it that. But for the most part, all the favorites won. My picks were perfect. I think a lot of people's probably were. Again, just probably one or two fights that some people were on the fence about. Let's just get right into it. Main event of the evening, Kayla Harrison defeats Larissa Pacheco via unanimous decision to win the PFL Women's Lightweight Championship. Scores were 50-43, 50-45, 50-45. No surprise here. This was a rematch. The fight took place earlier this year. Kayla Harrison is a very dominant fighter. A lot of criticism directed towards her, though, for this performance. Not a very fun fight to watch. Really shouldn't have been the main event. Like, I understand that they like Kayla Harrison. They are promoting her. They believe she's a big star. She is in Ronda Rousey, though. And I don't think she should have been the main event. I think the Ray Cougar fight probably should have been, because I think he is probably PFL's biggest star, in my opinion, anyways. I know Kayla Harrison's a great fighter, don't get me wrong, but this fight probably was better off a little bit lower on the card, and I don't think Kayla Harrison would have gotten as much criticism, but she did, because the fight went five rounds, and it wasn't exactly an entertaining fight. Larissa Pacheco was tough enough that she was able to survive, but really didn't do much else other than that. So I got to give Pacheco credit, though. Like, she is the only fighter that Harrison hasn't finished, so it's just kind of a bad style matchup. But yeah, Harrison, she probably should have finished this fight. Either way, she gets the job done, wins a dominant victory. And I don't know who she's going to fight next, though. That's the question. Like, who's she going to fight next, honestly, in PFL? They're going to have to do their work and try to find some lightweights out there on the regional scene or something. I really don't know. A lot of people want to see her in the UFC. But again, I'm going to say this about all these fighters. Why would they come to the UFC when they can make $1 million fighting lesser competition in PFL? It doesn't really make sense. I think PFL is a legitimate third option for guys after the UFC and Bellator. And in many ways, it's a better option. Like, David Michaud came in second. I'll talk about him in a second, but he came in second place in a tournament. Like, he would never come close to that in the UFC. So this is actually a good option for fighters. Like, to go to PFL, fight lesser competition, and win $1 million. Like, you're not going to do that in the UFC. So, you know, people are saying, like, guys like Lance Palmer, I'm going to talk about in a minute, he should go to the UFC. Should he be in the UFC? Yeah. I'd love to see Lance Palmer in the UFC. I'd love to see him fight guys like Alexander Volkanovski and Max Holloway. But why would he, when he could fight guys like Alex Gilpin three times in the same year and win $1 million? Money talks, guys. These guys are prize fighters. It's all about what the fans want to see. It's about the fighters and how much money they can make and take the least amount of damage doing so. All right, welterweight championship, and I just talked about it a second ago. Ray Cooper, the third, defeats David Michaud via second TKO. Another great performance by Ray Cooper. Guy's awesome. I love this guy. Another guy I'd love to see in the UFC. But again, why would he go to the UFC when he could fight in PFL, win $1 million? And for the most part, he's beating everyone. I mean, he did lose this year, John Howard. That was really a shocking loss. But otherwise, he's looked great coming off the knockout win over Chris Curtis. Now beats David Michaud. So he's looked really good. For Michaud, again, he wouldn't come close to stiffing the finals of a tournament in the UFC, but he made it to the end here. Gets second place money. Good for him. But yeah, his body, he took some body shots here, and Cooper finished him. So great performance by Cooper once again. I personally love this guy. I love watching him fight. He's a knockout artist. If you look at his last, all 20 of his career wins are by stoppage. Not almost all of them. All of them are by stoppage. So this guy is super impressive. Rarely goes the distance in his whole career. 27 fights, only two have gone a distance. One was a draw, and one was a loss by decision to Henderson Ferreira, but that was a couple years ago, and he would smash him if they rematched. Next up, heavyweight championship, Ali Asayev defeats Jared Rosol via fourth round TKO, and I think a lot of us were just like, please end this fight, and he did. So good for Asayev, another guy who's a very good fighter, 9-0 now, and 4-0 in PFL, and actually 5-0 in PFL, and he defeats Rosol here, who, you know, good for him to make it to the end, but the guy is clearly a flawed fighter. His chin's not very good. He's been knocked out six times down his career, so he really can't take a punch, but it's good for Asayev to get there to the end of the tournament. And you know, he is 36, so he's an older guy, but he's looked really good lately. And obviously he's a guy that the UFC missed out on because he's a very good heavyweight, and PFL made a good signing here. Next up, Nathan Schulte defends the PFL lightweight championship, defeating Loic Radzibov via unanimous decision, 49-44, 49-46, 48-47. Of all the title fights, this one was arguably like the closest, but it was still a blowout. Schulte once again proved he's one of the best fighters, not inside the UFC. He is an excellent fighter, and back-to-back championships in PFL, that's awesome. He's on a nice win streak right now. He actually hasn't lost since 2017, so it's been almost 3 years, because it was in March 2017, almost 3 years since his last loss. And he's on, right now, he's riding a 10-fight undefeated streak. So very impressive fighter. If Radzibov, obviously disappointing that he lost, but I don't think a lot of people expected him to get this far in the tournament. So, man, great showing by Schulte. I really like watching this guy fight. He is really impressive fighter. Next up, Lance Palmer defeats Alex Gilpin via unanimous decision, 50-43, 50-44, 50-44. As Gilpin says, the quickest trilogy fight in MMA history. I mean, none of us really wanted to see this trilogy, but it had to happen because PFL is a limited roster. And for Lance Palmer, it was easy money. Let's be honest here, guys. There was no one picking Alex Gilpin to win this fight. And, you know, to give Gilpin credit, he did try. He had some chokes in the first couple rounds. He was trying his best. But, you know, that was never going to work against a guy like Lance Palmer. It was extremely hard to finish. He's not even finished once in his whole career. I can't blame him for going that route, for going like a guillotine choke, ninja choke route, but it didn't work. And Gilpin loses for the third time in 2019 to Lance Palmer, who right now is actually riding an 11-fight win streak with back-to-back PFL championships. So he's a great fighter. I've always liked this, like Lance Palmer. I've always wanted to see him in the UFC, but he's not coming to the UFC, guys. He's staying in PFL. He's going to win another $1 million next year, most likely, because I really can't see too many people giving him problems. Light heavyweight tournament, Emiliano Sordi defeats Jordan Johnson via first-round knockout. And this was probably the hardest fight to call. I did pick Sordi, though. A lot of people were on Johnson here just based on the wrestling and the grinding ability. But I like Sordi, and this guy is on a nice roll right now. Lots of knockouts in a row. And, you know, he's just an improved fighter. He's one of these guys that PFL picked up. And he was in Bellator. He was in Dana White's Contender Series. And he didn't really show too much. But in PFL, he's really found his home. He's looked awesome. Really enjoy watching this guy fight. First fighter from Argentina to win a major championship belt in MMA. So great performance by him, getting the first round knockout over Jordan Johnson. And he was the lone underdog in the entire card to cash. And it was a small underdog. I think he was like minus 105. So barely an underdog, but he was the underdog here and the only one in the card to cash. And on the prelims, Brendan Lofton defeated David Valente via unanimous decision, 30-27 across the board. No surprise here. This was a setup fight by PFL for him to win the fight. No surprise there. Brendan Lofton is a solid fighter. He'll be in that featherweight tournament next year. I think he'll probably be one of the top contenders for Lance Palmer's belt. But honestly, if I had to pick him right now, if I had to pick Palmer or Lofton, I'd pick Palmer all day. It wouldn't even be close. He's just a much better fighter. Got a question here. Marcus3XTV. Thanks, Marcus. Do you know what the attendance and pay gate was for last night's PFL 2019 championship? I wonder how long PFL will stay in business paying out millions with low attendance and TV ratings. Okay, well, first off, I don't know, but I will say this. I completely agree with you. You're making a great point. Their TV ratings have been extremely low. Their attendance has been really low. They're giving out a lot of comp tickets. Now, here's the thing. They're investing in this thing, and even though they're losing money, they're okay with it for some reason. They're definitely doing a third season. Everyone I talk to says they're definitely doing a third season. I think I mentioned this on the podcast a few weeks ago. I went to TSN a couple weeks ago and did like a roundtable thing. And Chamakar Sandhu, he's an MMA journalist, and actually he works for PFL now. And, you know, Chamakar, he knows the inside goings of PFL because he works there. He couldn't give us too much, but he did tell us that they're planning on spending a lot of money. And he also said that the investors are going to do another year. And if they, you know, I think they have one more year with ESPN. And if they don't see their return investment, I think it's in the next year, then they'll probably move on. But there will be at least one more year, Marcus, with PFL. So you will see a third season, which I personally had questions about. I've had questions about PFL the entire time, but they have paid their fighters out. I like their model of the tournaments. I think it's cool. It's unique. I like it. But at some point, yeah, their investors are going to be like, hey, we want to get paid or we're going to get a return on investment. No one wants to lose money. So yeah, it's cool that they're signing fighters like Rory McDonald, but they got to like make some money from it. So great question, Marcus. But yes, from everything I've heard, they're going to do at least one more season. I should say this though, PFL's CEO, Peter Murray, said that they will be turning over 50% of the roster, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, they're going to cut at least half their roster and bring in new guys. And I think next season is going to be really good, personally. I enjoyed the first two seasons, but they do need new fighters on the roster. It's kind of getting old seeing Lance Palmer and Alex Gilpin fight three times a year. It just gets old. All right, guys, that's it for today's podcast. Just wanted to do a short show because it is New Year's. I got some stuff to do today. I'm sure you guys do as well. You guys can check me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin. Podcast is on MMAOddsBreaker.com. Check me out, BJPenn.com and MMARings.net. 2020 is ahead of us, guys. It's going to be a great year. It really is. I've got some big things coming up here at MMAOddsBreaker.com. Just wanted to thank everyone for tuning into the podcast, as always. Last year went well, and it was the first year, so it's a slow grow, but it's been going well. It's growing slowly but surely, and I really appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate the questions, as always. You can send me questions anytime here on Twitter at @AdamMartin or email if you want at Adam_Martin13@hotmail.com. Feel free to send questions anytime you want. Guys, I hope you had a great 2019. The decade's over now, and now we're on to 2020. It's going to be a good year for all of us. Guys, have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.